Yeah, Miami, South Beach, bringing the heat. Here I am in the place where I come let go. In Miami, the bass and the sunset low. Every day like a Mardi Gras. Everybody party all day, no work, all play.
Hello, everyone. Let's get started on Art Basel Miami 2018. After years and years and years of going to this event, I am still asking the same questions. Why does this art cost so much? So please join me as we delve into the wacky and wonderful, colorful world of South Beach, Miami, as we get down and dirty with the artists and the art fair goers to find out what makes art live and breathe these days. Ladies, hi.
Hi.
How are we?
Fantastic.
What are your names?
Amy.
Elena.
Amy and Elena. Amy and Elena, where are you from?
California.
California.
What part of California?
LA.
And what are you doing at Art Basel?
Enjoying art.
And anything in particular that's caught your eye today? Like rich old men with a heart condition, perhaps?
You and your unicorn energy.
Fair enough. Did you flash me your vagina when I said that earlier?
That's just the unicorn pattern. I don't know.
It's unicorn me. Pattern show yeah. Just shows pussy off. Okay.
Takes one to know one, right?
Yeah, absolutely. What do you like about Miami?
Well, I'm originally from Miami, so it's my hometown, and I love that everybody's so chill and nice, and I get to wear bikinis all the time, except right now. Honestly, they wouldn't let me in a
honestly,
bikini.
Honestly, you do seem a little overdressed.
Overdressed.
Don't you? I mean, these dresses have a lot of fabric. I think
this is the most reserved I've seen her.
Are you going for, like, business casual?
We're just trying to get in.
Me too. <Yeah. laughs> I think we do equally as good of a job. How do you guys have fun in Miami?
She just arrived today, so we're not sure yet.
But what are you going to do? Are you going to go to, like, the nightclubs, or are you just going to see
all
art
over.
All
every
over?
Every single party. Everything. Yeah. They will come to us.
Oh, you mean, like, the party or the...
What you seek is seeking you.
Yes.
Well, I mean, if you look like that, what are you seeking?
Oh, just fun. Yeah, whether we wake up at a yacht or wake up back in our room, we're both okay with that.
As long as you don't remember what happened last night.
I do want to remember. I didn't remember once and you got mad at me.
How big of a yacht are we talking about?
Inches do count, so does feet. So the bigger the better.
Okay, and yachts like a thing you guys do a lot?
No, we just do private planes, but yachts are something we want to do.
I went on a private plane, and then I spilled something, and I wasn't allowed back. Tell me, how do you walk in those shoes?
We actually switched
shoes because she couldn't walk in them.
I couldn't walk in those.
I mean, those don't even look comfortable. Don't you know you've got to walk around like a far distance?
Yeah, this is the third time she uses his shoes and complains about them. So I was like, you know what?
I hate women who do that. I'm sorry, you're lovely.
It's okay.
But, like, what a pain in the... Wait, you actually are lesbians, or you're just, like, messing with me?
We're half lesbians.
What the hell is a half lesbian?
That's called
bisexual.
Greedy
sluts.
Yes, we're both greedy sluts.
Cool. I mean, that's just...
I'm not willing to share.
So you'll eat...
Give me a kiss. Give me a kiss, baby. Love you. Okay.
How do we hang out later? What's going on tonight? Is there, like, we go to, like, Live or Rock Bar or Mint Bar or...
11.
We
love
11. We love bitches and
bad booties.
Are you guys strippers?
On my face...
No.
We're clients. You're clients of strippers?
Yes.
You guys spend that kind of money?
Yes, and then they try to recruit us. We're like, no,
How do you have so much money?
I do Instagram.
You do Instagram? You're an influencer? You guys are influencers?
She has like 900,000 followers. I have like half a million.
900,000
followers? Half a million.
You do not.
Yes, we do.
Why? How?
We're both professional bikini competitors worldwide. She's third in the world.
You're third in the world bikini competitor?
Yeah.
How often do you work out?
Not in the past month, because we like to eat and drink. We only work out in season.
Can you show me your Instagram profile, please? You have a million, she's got 500,000?
That's her, and this is me.
Oh, my God. Look at her profile.
We're going to set Miami on fire.
Curvy physique is your name.
Yes.
Look at her. Turn around, wifey.
I mean, why even bother wearing clothes?
That's what we try to fit
she's
in.
She's overdressed.
One time we went to a rave and they wouldn't let me in because of my clothes. Remember that?
That's so true. We went to a rave.
What's a rave?
Ago.
Who was playing? Was it David Guetta?
It was Cross Festival,
music festival.
Who was the big DJ at this festival?
I don't know. I was too fucked up.
Autograph. It was like Deep House.
So it's Deep House. More like progressive. Explain to me what Deep House sounds like.
It's like
125 beats per minute.
Oh, okay. That's a fair enough. And how do you dance? You guys want to see what you danced
it. It dances you.
It dances you?
Yeah.
So is it like a...
No, it's just
do you
like...
you dance a deep house like this?
You just feel it and you're...
Actually, I have a video.
You do? I'm shocked. So when you go out, is all you guys do is take videos and photos of each other?
And
everywhere you go, just selfie fucking all day. Selfie. Yeah, and you get fucking paid for it. How much money do you make a year off this shit? Like a lot? You do well.
A living.
Is this like a Chanel suit or something? Are you like actually wearing nice clothes?
Ask my sugar mama.
Are these fancy shoes? Like I didn't... I'm so confused. Are your bags real?
Yeah, they're real. Keep it in mind. I get paid $3,000 a month to compete.
No, I've never bought a real anything in my life.
Me neither. You just buy it for me.
Who buys it for you?
My fans.
Your fans buy you stuff? What am I doing wrong?
I'm her biggest fan, don't forget.
Guys, will you teach me how to be an Instagram something? Will you be my mentors?
Sure, you're a unicorn, why not?
Let us
spread our love all over your chest.
Okay, is that all I have to do? I'll do far more.
Yes.
That seems like a really easy...
You're the real unicorn,
I'm
love that.
So excited. I've never met a real blogger. I'm too old, I don't know what it's called now.
We don't know, we just like show our like our cleavage and get followers. So.
Awesome. I don't have any cleavage.
It's okay. It's all angles.
We'll teach you.
How's my butt? Can I show my butt?
Oh my God.
Is that good enough for Instagram?
It's perfect.
She's getting paid.
I don't even know what to do with you. You're just like running circles around me.
I love you.
Can we be friends?
Of course.
Oh my God.
Group kiss.
Okay, how do we do it? Oh my God. I really was a good kiss. I had both of you. Okay, I'm like really confused.
I wanna be rich and I want lots of money. I don't care about clever, I don't care about funny. I want loads of clothes and fuck loads of diamonds. I heard people die while they're trying to find them. And I'll take my clothes off and it will be shameless, cause everyone...
What can I say? I have to completely rethink the entire way that I live my life and what my priorities are. These girls are traveling the world, crushing it. They've got tons of money. They look incredible. And I'm thinking that it's time for an entire life change. I want to say thank you to these gorgeous girls. And I want you to follow them at Curvy Physique and at Elena88C. For all the tips you might need on living what seems like the very best life ever and having an ass to waist ratio that seriously seems like it's from a comic book. I've got incredible interviews coming up for you next week, including Michelle LeMay, my personal hero, who is a super famous French artist who is married to Rick Owens, who I also worship with every cell of my body. I've got a paleontologist who's been hawking his dug-up wares at Art Basel, including a full-size dinosaur skeleton for $3.5 million. And as always, a cast of kooky and colorful Miami Beach locals to share the world's wisdom with you. Wherever you are, I hope that you are warm, or if you're cold, you're at least preparing for a beautiful and snowy Christmas, and I hope that you've got somebody really cute and cuddly to snuggle up to. I know I finally do. That's all for now, kids. Take care.